do we kind of think of PHP as always being coupled with LAMP stacks, with Apache? It's a web language, right? Like, isn't right. that what PHP is? It's strictly for making websites.
Exactly. Oddly enough, about an hour before I came here, I was showing Luke websites that I had made in the past and showing him the difference between ones that I had done with PHP and ones that were not with PHP.
Like HTML, straight HTML?
Yeah, straight HTML. And he was nice. Like, wow, there's a really big difference. I'm like, yeah? He's like, could I do that? I'm like, oh, buddy, there's so many cool options yeah. today. He's like, can I build a website with Scratch? Not quite.
Not quite. However, what Luke is going to achieve by using Scratch is learning syntax.
That's right.
And syntax is really, really important. And what's neat about PHP versus HTML, so HTML is a static coding language for the web. Yep. Or I shouldn't call it a coding language because I know I'm going to get some hate. It's a markup language. It is text, right? And it allows you to include images and everything. That's the output that you see in your browser. PHP, on the other hand, is what's called a server-side programming language. So when you create something in PHP, if you're clever with it, you can do all kinds of stuff because it's a program running that then outputs HTML. Right. Or XML or JSON or whatever you want it to output, but typically it's going to be HTML. So you've created a program that runs under PHP, the environment, and the language, and outputs the markup of, say, HTML. So it creates the output to your browser. But it is, in so many essences, a programming language.
Mm-hmm.
And did you know that you can use it like a programming language? Like a bash shell script. Imagine being able, Jeff, to program something that can connect to a MySQL database using the same techniques that you're used to for building your websites, that can parse arrays and objects and output text and load things and explode variables into arrays and be able to do all kinds of things from the command line.
Right.
So now you've got something that you can create cron tasks with,
mm-hmm.
that you can connect to a MySQL database without having to figure out how to do it because you already know PHP from all your web work.
That's right.
So why not use that language within the command line as well? On Linux, you can cron tab it, you can do anything else.
I have never thought about doing that. That is an interesting approach.
Let's take a look at my command line. And we're not going to get into advanced PHP here today, folks. That's not what this is about. What we're looking at is thinking of PHP as not just Apache backend. This is not all it's capable of. We're going to look at it instead as a programming language that you can use within Bash, within your Linux environment. So I'm just simply going to just jump right over here, and I'm in my home folder. Home Robbie. I'm going to make dir my app. Whatever it happens to be. And I'm going to create a file now that is going to be called, what do we want to call this, Jeff? MyApp.php, right?
Sure.
Let's just say. So this is just a text file, if you will. Anyone who's familiar with PHP a little bit knows that that's kind of how you open and close a PHP file. And if I want to enter some PHP syntax, I can say, hello, world. Right?
Hello world.
Right. I mean, it all starts there. So I've written out that file. And what I need to have is a simple tool called, are you ready for this? PHP. Right? Well, technically, PHP CLI. But now I've already got it installed, but you can type apt install, and I need to be super user. So sudo apt install PHP. That's all you need to run, and it will install everything that you need. And now if I run PHP myapp.php, I see hello world. Nifty, right?
Okay.
So now that's pretty cool. I mean, that's cool. I want to add, watch this, PHP EOL, which is PHP end of line, which means that now when I run it in my terminal, it's going to add a carriage return afterwards.
Oh, nice.
So that it's not wrapping into my my username like that. So that's kind of cool. So of course, PHP being a programming language, I can do all kinds of stuff, like I was saying. But this now lets me run it within the terminal. And it's not really that exciting yet. because I'm still relying on the fact that I need to go PHP home Robbie my app.php, right? Mm-hmm. And it will run. Okay. So I'm going to show you the next step. This is where PHP becomes what we will call a terminal-based programming language. And that is to specify the environment within the file. You've seen bash files. So if I'm creating a shell script, I'm going to call this myscript.sh. And what do I start it with? Crunch bang, bin, bash. That's the environment that I'm creating so that bash or whatever environment I'm running it within knows that this code is meant to be run within the bash environment. Okay. So similarly, can I do that with bin PHP? Well, sure I can, because guess what? Look in bin. Look at all of the options that are in there.
Whoa.
LS bin. Is there a PHP? No, there's not. So what do we do if we can't do /bin/PHP? Well, watch this. Nano myapp.php. Let's go. Crunch bang. User bin env for environment PHP.
Okay.
Write that file out. So now there is a file called user bin env. There it is. Right? Let's do an ls. L-A-H. Whoop. I forgot a space there. There it is. User bin env. So now I've added that as my environment to the top of this PHP file and added PHP. So I'm saying run this environment PHP.
Right. Okay.
Now, I still can't go /myapp.php. It's going to say permission denied. Well, I haven't created it as an executable yet, so I'm going to go chmod plus x myapp.php. So now, I no longer have to go php myapp.php. No, I can go /myapp.php, and it runs as an application.
Right, okay.
Now watch this. I'm going to move that, myapp.php, to hello. I'm going to actually name the script hello. Okay? So now watch this. Home, Robbie, my app, hello. That's the script. Run it.
Hello world.
Hello world. That's exactly what I've specified for it to do within PHP, and it's running it within the environment of PHP. So now PHP has become a command line environment for me to code in. I can connect to my MySQL.
Wow.
Just like I would for my website. I can access XML feeds using simple XML. I can parse them. I can output JSON. I can import JSON and convert it to an array. I can do any of the things that I can normally do with PHP as a web programming environment, now as a command line environment.
You know, it's funny. I've never thought about using PHP in the command line. So this is like a whole new world of options. It's interesting.
And as soon as you start wanting to create things, like let's say you want to create a webhook that allows you to post by cron job to your Discord server, right? And we do this. I have cron jobs that check our database, MySQL, with PHP, a PHP script using the environment variable, mm-hmm. that checks our database for new videos and then posts them to our Discord server. And when that works really well, it posts those videos directly to our Discord server because the cron job runs as a script in the term. Basically, it's running headless, but on a server, and it just runs like any other bash script.
Huh.
But in the PHP language.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, I mean, think about all the things that you could do with that. There is really no limit to using your imagination to create scripts that you can use within the terminal.
Now, would the expectation of this be that it's that the PHP is running in the background, or can you flip back and forth so that it's running and then you're doing other things, or do you have to leave it solely as the primary function within your... You know, say you're running
within the script itself.
Yeah.
If I follow exactly what you're asking, Jeff, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, are you asking if I was to swap back and forth between Bash and PHP? Is that kind of what you're going for?
Well, no. Like, say you're doing this on a Raspberry Pi.
Yes.
You know, you're running in the command line. If you're running some, you know, PHP functionalities, you know, would this be the sole function for that device, or can it be something that's kind of running as a job in the background?
I see. So this is just a single script, Jeff.
Okay.
So just like every shell script, just like every script where it starts with script, crunch bang, bin, bash, every script that looks like that and now has some bash things going on.
Okay.
Right? That's a bash script.
Right.
So you can run that. Then you can run your PHP. It can run as programs that you run manually. It can run as cron jobs that happen on a schedule. For those who aren't familiar with the term cron job, that's a Linux term that refers to a scheduled task. So what you're used to in Windows is like scheduled tasks. A cron job is something that is a scheduled execution of a program, whether it's Bash or PHP or whatever, as long as it's a script that your cron tab can see.
Right.
So, no, you can run as many things as you want, Jeff. This can be just something that's running on your web server. So you could combine this with your LAMP stack and have it automatically put, it could connect out to the Twitter feed, download your current tweets, save them to your MySQL database, and then your website can access the database rather than having to go out over the web using the API. So then you can reduce your API calls. Make it check and save once per hour instead of once every time someone visits your website.
Right.
How great is that? And because it happens as a cron job in the background of your server, it never happens during the user's session. Right. They're only seeing it from your database. Just one example of how this could be used, right?
Yeah, I like that.
So it's a local access for them. So.
Very cool.
So that is how to use PHP as a programming language, essentially, in your Linux command line. All you have to do is just add the environment variable and you're good to go. And just make sure that you have PHP installed as well. Again, you can do that using apt-get or apt and just install PHP. Enjoy that. Let us know what you come up with and all the cool ways that you're able to improve things happening in the back end of your computer, of your server. So any Linux device.